Good morning, everybody, and welcome. So today I've recorded a short introduction with some guidelines about what you're supposed to do during the workout, but I will only talk during the warm-up and the first set to give you an idea of what I'd like you to do today. So first of all, a quick look at the workout. It's 1 hour 53 TSS, so we're still under 65, 70, so it's pretty mellow, I would say, overall. But remember, we are in base two, so it's not supposed to be hard. 61% of the time will be in zone two, which is the perfect zone to become better at burning fat. And also to increase your endurance. And only 25% will be done in zone three, which is also known as tempo. And that will be the zone that you will reach when you will do low cadence or strength. So this workout has what we like in base two, which is a little bit of tempo, big gear, good for strength, and a lot of Z2 for endurance. So Zwift is not very, very good with their workouts, meaning that they are very good for the very hard ones, but they are not so good for the ones I'm looking for in base one, base two. So it's a bit of work to find the right ones, but this is one that basically ticks the boxes. And I hope you will enjoy it. And it's 9 times 3 minutes 30 at 90 RPM, so it's basically spinning, and 70% of FTP, followed by 1.5 minute at 65 RPM, 85% FTP. So 65 RPM is slower than what you normally would do. In races or in training, and on regular training, I would say an 85 FTP. Well, you've done that millions of times. Piece of cake today. Now, talking about the mind aspect, what I'd like you to do is be the observer of yourself. What do I mean by that? I'm not going to ask you to do some very mind-bending exercises trying to either control your mind, control your emotions, or change your emotions or anything like that. No. What I want you to do, and it's a first step, and it's already not that easy, you will see, is just to observe your emotions without judging. And I would say the part of without judging is already hard for most of us. So not trying to modify your thought or your feelings or your emotion, just taking notes. So for example, you came this morning and you were probably already in some kind of state of mind. Are you anxious? Are you scared? Are you optimistic? Are you hyper? Are you worried for your career? Worried for COVID, about COVID? Are you desperate that France is now on the list of the countries where you need to stay 2 weeks in quarantine if you go there, in quarantine in a hotel, just like countries like Bangladesh, for example, or India, and historically, this country have never get out of the of this list. So are you sad that you're not going to go skiing this winter like I am? No, it's a detail, I'm just kidding. But what I'm trying to say is, are you really focused on what's going to happen now? Are you really here? Or are you thinking about stuff that is absolutely not related and that's actually very strongly in your mind, and it's actually on top of or over the what you know, the actual workout? Like it's like so overwhelming that it's hard to get out of it. Now, so this is your state of mind now. Like, how do you feel? And again, it's just about noting your emotion. The first step to change, and what I'm trying to do here is to help people change, is already to get the awareness of what's going on in your head. And that's already a big step. And most of us are completely unaware. Like they say that something like 95% of our thoughts are completely unconscious, and you only get a grasp of them when they are becoming conscious. And even then, you know, usually we don't really understand why they are there, where they come from. So our consciousness of what's going on in our mind is very reduced. It's very little compared to everything that's happening in our mind, especially in the unconscious mind. But increasing your awareness of your emotions and your thoughts and your feeling is a necessary path to actually make any change in your thought, feelings, and emotion. If you are not aware, there's no way you're going to change. So what I'm asking you today is just trying to increase that level of awareness. Take a step back and look at your emotions, your feelings, and your thoughts. So now we're in the warm-up, in the ramp-up. I'm asking you, what are your emotions right now? I'm asking you not to judge your emotion. If you are angry, don't make it worse by being angry for being angry. If you feel down, don't make it worse by hammering yourself for being down. I'm just asking you to note your emotion. And let's do the same with your thoughts. What is your thought right now? Are you thinking that you don't want to be here this morning? Are you thinking that you're happy to be here? Regardless, you know, no thought in itself is good or bad or positive or negative. It's just what you make out of it. You know, a thought is just a thought. It's just, it is there. Nobody will tell you to deny it's there. Nobody will tell you to bury it. We're just, the only way to make a thought weaker is to observe it, accept it is there, and move on. So if your thought, if you're thinking right now is not something that you're proud of or something that you're happy about, don't resist, otherwise you would make it much harder, much more solid. Just observe it. Oh, I have this thought. I'd rather be somewhere else. Is this thought serving me or is it not serving me? Well, given that I have to write for an extra 50 minutes, it's not really serving me, so I don't want you there. But don't say go away or get off. I don't need you right now. You know, come later. Right now I'm on my bike. So we're going to play this game over and over. We've got 9 times 3 minutes coming up. What I'm asking you, and I'm going to hold your hand for the first one, and then I will leave you there. Because I'm just asking you to do the same exercise 9 times. All right? So you will use the first 3 minutes, which is 70% FTP, so easy, and with a high cadence. So it's not a high effort. We're going to use this moment, is 3 minutes, to analyze your thinking. And I will ask you, like, every minute to check what is your thought, what is your current thought, and what is your current emotion. Not judging it, but that will help you understand that our mind is actually a chatting machine, a chatterbox, that we actually feel emotions every second, but we don't really feel them actually. They are under the surface, but they are there. And it can actually carry us away without us being aware of that. So you're now in a recovery mode. The 2 minutes are 50%. Easy, easy peasy, very mellow. So I hope you're warm up already. And remember when I talked about the compassionate coach that you need to be for yourself. Again, if you don't like what you're seeing or feeling, seeing when you're looking at your mind, it's okay, you know. Don't be too harsh on yourself, you know. If you think, a winner wouldn't have thought like that, or this kind of belief that makes no sense, because when you talk to winners, even Olympic winners, you realize that everybody is going through the same patterns that we do. All right. So get ready the first 3 minutes. And yeah, I want you to repeat this pattern all the time. So I'm asking you, what is your emotion right now? And now, what is your thought right now? What are you thinking about? I'm asking you to look at it, the emotion and the thinking, as if they were animals in a zoo, as if they were not you. And actually, they are not completely you. You know, they are part of you, but you are not them. So do not change them, do not try to change them, just take note of them. That's all for today. There will be times when I will ask you to try to exert a little bit more of control, or although control is never the right word with thinking, because you don't really control your thinking, but this time I'm just asking you to let go. So we are in midterm again. I'm asking you, what is your emotion right now? Analyze your emotion. 30 seconds after, what is your feeling right now? How do you feel? What is your emotion right now? And what is your feeling right now? So now you're getting into the harder part. So I'm not asking you to do any exercise during this 1.5 minute piece of exercise. And this is a pattern I'd like you to do for 9 times. During the 3 minutes, I'd like you to interrogate yourself every 30, 45 seconds. What is my emotion right now? What is my feeling right now? And this technique is very common. It's called noting, just taking notes. And it basically a way to step back and look at your emotions and thoughts without being entangled with them, without being carried away by them. This is the first step towards liberation from the tyranny of your thoughts and emotion. You create a buffer, you become the observer of yourself, or actually of that part of mind that creates thoughts, or a part of you that creates emotion. Only if you're able to become the observer will you be able to change anything. There is no way you're going to be able to carry any significant change in your mind, and therefore, or thereby, in your life, if you have no awareness of what's going on in your mind. So today's exercise is not easy. You know, it's very basic in terms of explanation. It doesn't make it easy. And I know you're going to struggle sometimes and be very upset at yourself, because you would be upset that, you know, you're not there, your thoughts are actually carrying you away from where you should be, you think you should be. But again, it's okay. This is an exercise. And the first time you went into the pool, you couldn't swim. And it's okay. And remember, the babies, when they first do their first step, well, they fall and they stand up and they fall and they stand up. Honestly, I think with the mind, we are at the level of a baby, most of us, including myself. And it's only through repetition over and over and over that we will get a little bit of mastery on our mind, over our mind. So I leave you here. And I let you practice. So good luck for today. Have a good workout. Have a good day. And remember that practice makes perfect. And also that, you know, you will never be able to control your emotion or your thought. But what you can do is just not being slave of them, by observing them and not being carried away. This is perfectly possible. It's just a question of practice. All right. Enjoy and talk soon. Bye, guys.